Thank you for visiting with me. I'm Dr. L.T. Dreher, inviting you to take a quick moment to calm your mind, body, and spirit. While listening to this episode, please allow your spirit to relax and connect to the content, offering up a delicate act of prayer and private worship. Meditate on God. Focusing on Christ will not only eliminate unsettling internal noise, but it will also offer an opportunity for your entire being to be inspired and uplifted. My prayer is that you will gain strength to release to your Heavenly Father anything that has been trying to destroy your daily peace and joy. The title of this devotion is Weight Control. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Studies have shown for the past couple of years that obesity has become an epidemic not only with adults but also with children. Due to overwhelmingly busy schedules, most are eating outside of their home more often than at home, and unfortunately, everywhere we turn, there are cheaper buffets and supersized items compared to the more expensive, healthier items. To add to the food crisis, video game consoles, online social networks, and television shows are becoming much more popular than exercise. Furthermore, to escalate childhood obesity, schools are no longer offering physical education as a requirement, but instead as an elective. Almost everyone I know is currently being affected with weight control in some manner. They are either battling with it themselves, has a family member who is struggling, or know someone who is struggling with this monstrous issue. We must realize that most of this is spiritual. John 10a says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." He knows if he can steal our health, he can certainly kill and destroy our joy and peace. By the way things are looking, he's not only coming for us, but also for our generations as well. In an effort to combat this infectious development, we must first discern what is taking place. And then we must pray for God's help. We must be comforted by the second sentence of John 10, part B, which states, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." And by Isaiah 40 and 29, which tells us when we feel weak, he will give us strength. Therefore, we must have faith, take the first step, and allow him to guide us through the rest. Before we know it, that daily struggle will become easier and we'll be back on track, being excellent role models for our children and for others. Heavenly Father, I submit my all to you. I thank you in advance for helping me to make better choices. And I also give you all the praises because I know I cannot do it alone. I receive power and strength from you to keep my temple healthy and holy, so I may do the work that you have called me to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me, Dr. L.T. Dreher, for this week's episode of the Inspirational Devotions Podcast. If you were blessed by this episode, please subscribe to the Inspirational Devotions YouTube channel and click on the notification button so you will never miss a weekly opportunity to be inspired. Don't forget to share this podcast and your favorite episodes with family and friends and also on your social media platforms. Have a blessed day.